Once again, repeating our top story this morning, the creator of the Muppets, Jim Henson, has died in New York. Hospital spokeswoman says Henson was admitted yesterday and died suddenly this morning of a massive bacterial infection. Jim Henson was 53 years old. Our Michael Ambrosini joins me in KNX News Central with Reaction.
I talked with Stan Freeberg a few minutes ago. Freeberg was a good friend of Henson and the only man to whom Henson acknowledged any indebtedness for some of his ideas. He admired Freeberg's work on Time for Beanie, one of the early puppet shows. As a matter of fact, Stan Freeberg showed Jim Henson how to make Kermit the Frog smile.
Henson, to this day, was he felt better when he was behind the puppets. All of his personality could come out through all these various puppets. It wasn't just the puppets, by the way, the voices. Yeah, he was the voice of Ernie, you know, and Kermit as well, and the great puppeteering he did. But his mind, he just had this fantastic mind to envision all these things that he did in the factory they did had back there. And he went on and did all the, you know, the Fraggle Rock stuff for HBO and all that. He's just a brilliant man. The mind is the main thing that we'll miss of Jim Henson.
Freeberg, like others who have heard of the death of Jim Henson, expresses shock and sadness at the loss. And as we mentioned, Jim Henson was just 53 years old. Michael Ambrosini, KNX 1070.
Once again, entertainer Sammy Davis Jr. has died this morning at his home in Beverly Hills at the age of 64. This according to a spokesman for the family, Susan Reynolds. Our Diane Thompson is at the Davis home in Beverly Hills right now. Let's go to her for a live report.
There's been a lot of activity in and out of the Bel Air home of Sammy Davis Jr. this morning. Cars going in and out, security people in dark suits in and out of the driveway, not talking to any of the reporters who are gathered outside, but very obvious that something has happened inside Sammy Davis Jr.'s home. A few moments ago, maybe 5 minutes ago, a dark station wagon left the driveway of Sammy Davis Jr.'s home, and it appeared to be a body inside that car. That is about the extent of the activity. As I mentioned, a lot of cars in the driveway, a lot of people around, but no one coming outside to tell us any details of what happened. Reporting live from Bel Air, Diane Thompson, KNX 1070.
Momentarily, we expect more details on the death of Sammy Davis Jr. in a special report from CBS News. This, of course, coming on the same day that's been learned that puppeteer Jim Henson has died as well. 61 degrees right now in Hollywood. KNX News time, 8:53.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Frank Sedapani, CBS News, New York. Song and dance man Sammy Davis Jr.'s long struggle against throat cancer is over. His death was announced in Los Angeles by his publicist, who said he died at home this morning. He was 64 years old. Donna Peniak takes a look at Sammy Davis Jr.'s life and career.
Jr. spent most of his life on stage. He was about three when his father and uncle took him on the road as part of their vaudeville dance review. Sammy Davis was a hoofer from the old school, and he sang, he acted, he was part of Sinatra's Rat Pack. He just about did it all, and he did it as a black man in the days when America called blacks Negroes. Stevie Wonder commended Davis at Hollywood's tribute to Davis last December.
Most of all, I've known that he's done some things and broken some ground when it was not popular to be in those places and do those things and break that ground.
Davis was sometimes controversial. He converted to Judaism. He married a white woman in 1960. The marriage lasted 8 years. By 1972, Davis, remarried, was at the Republican National Convention and was photographed supporting Richard Nixon. Davis was a registered Democrat then, and many in the black community were appalled. Davis told Mike Wallace in a 1980 interview, the reaction devastated him.
It's the worst hurt I've ever had in my life. Really the worst hurt. You don't know what it is until you drive in a car or something, or you're walking along the street and you see black people coming towards you, and they just look at you and turn their head.
Davis told Wallace what he thought was important in life.
To have respect from people as a performer, but more importantly, to have it as a human being.
And at last year's tribute, shortly after Davis's throat operation, old friends such as Dean Martin told Davis how important he was to them.
Such a sweet man, wonderful man, and the most talented man I've ever met.
I gotta be me.
Sammy Davis Jr. was 64, and he once said the only word he wanted below his name on his tombstone was the word entertainer. That's what I am, he said, an entertainer. This is Donna Peniak.
Repeating the news from Los Angeles, the entertainer Sammy Davis Jr. has died at age 64 after an eight-month struggle against throat cancer. The news was announced a short time ago by his publicist, who said that he died at his home this morning. She did not say who was by his side at the time of death. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Frank Sedapani, CBS News, New York.
Updates on the deaths of Jim Henson and Sammy Davis Jr. throughout the day here on KNX 1070.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. Two towering show business figures are dead. A short time ago, we received word that Sammy Davis Jr. died at his Beverly Hills home after a losing eight-month battle with throat cancer. He was 64 and had been on stage since the age of four as a singer, dancer. In an interview, Davis once spoke how he identifies with a particular character he sang about.
Mr. Bojangles, come back and dance, dance, dance.
Mr. Bojangles was always and will always remain something that is very deeply inside my gut, because I got the fear that that's how I was going to die. I was going to wind up like Mr. Bojangles, a drunk, without recognition, without anything.
Sammy Davis Jr. had a lot. He's dead at 64. Also today, puppeteer Jim Henson died in New York at the age of 53, a day after being admitted to New York Hospital with a massive bacterial infection. Henson created the Muppets and was the voice of several characters, best known among them Kermit the Frog. In a 1987 CBS News interview, Henson, as Kermit, was asked about running for president.
Possibly. Possibly. It's something that is, you know, you got an actor who's a president. Why not a frog, you know?
As Henson, he talked about his mostly lovable characters.
They have a kind of life, and it's interesting because with the Muppet Show coming to an end, I'm very concerned because you spend 5 years building this relationship between them all, and Kermit and Piggy and Gonzo and Fozzie, and, you know, and then when the show stops, you know, that life can't end. You know, it's got to keep going, and it will in various and sundry forms.
Jim Henson, who's dead at 53. 3 weeks after being released from 39 months captivity in Lebanon, Robert Polhill has learned from doctors he has cancer of the larynx. Tomorrow, surgeons at Walter Reed Army Medical Center will remove his voice box. Dr. Russ Zatchuk said there's no sign the smoking-related cancer has spread.
Mr. Polhill has shown remarkable strength of character and has a very positive attitude. Thanks to his support by his wife, his mother, and the rest of the family.
Lebanese doctors brought in several times by Polhill's kidnappers failed to detect that malignancy. The Bush administration has determined it cannot provide a $40 million emergency loan requested by Nicaragua to help it get over an economic crisis. The president is instead renewing his plea for Congress to move on his request for $300 million in aid to the Central American nation. In a package of anti-drug measures going to Capitol Hill today, the Bush administration asked Congress to target non-citizens engaged in the drug trade for summary deportation. It drew this from ACLU lobbyist Tony Khalifa.
It is alien bashing because they don't vote, they're not important in the United States, and it's easy to blame the foreigner, the other.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 9.25 points. At 3 past the hour, this is CBS News.
In 1909, our founder was fired by his first car company for spending too much time test driving his creations. Today, if you inquire as to the whereabouts of our chairman, Dr. Piëch, you are likely to be told the Sahara, Rettenbach Glacier, or putting a prototype through its paces somewhere between Ingolstadt and Neckarsulm. We have always been a company run by engineers. It seems at some point we could have used a good publicity agent. Because while our engineers have been busy being responsible for some milestones in automotive history, they've told nary a soul about it. So it's time the car company that pioneered front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, anti-lock brakes, and aerodynamic styling, the first German straight-eight and V8 engines, had a new innovation. We're having a sale. Not simply in hopes of selling you an automobile, but that you'll take this opportunity to find out what a truly remarkable car, an Audi, really is.
Factory to dealer incentives end June 30th.
At the Congress of the Russian Republic, radical reformer Boris Yeltsin is vying for the Republic's presidency against Russian Premier Alexander Vlasov, Mikhail Gorbachev's man. There's even talk of taking Russia out of the USSR.
Secretary of State Baker, saying he's not encouraged by Gorbachev's handling of the Baltic crisis, has begun 3 days of pre-summit talks in Moscow. He and Foreign Minister Shevardnadze still face major obstacles in reaching a START treaty. The Communist Party newspaper Pravda today carries a commentary on Gorbachev's fall from public favor. That because his reforms have not improved the quality of life. This follows word that Gorbachev was elected as a delegate to the party congress by only 61% of the voters in his Moscow district. South Africa today ended apartheid in state health care, restructuring the long segregated system to treat all races at all hospitals. In practice, whites who can afford it go to private whites-only clinics. Swedish warships dropped depth charges last night on a suspected foreign submarine inside Swedish waters. No sign the sub was damaged. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.
Good morning, Southern California. I'm Dave Zorn, KNX 1070 News Radio. 63 degrees under hazy skies here in Hollywood on this Wednesday, the 16th day of May, 1990. Here are the headlines at 9:05. As you just heard on CBS News, cancer takes the life of entertainer Sammy Davis Jr. Another popular entertainment figure is dead today. Puppeteer Jim Henson was 53.